Blessed morning. It is a blessed morning because today is God's day. With all days, we say, let us rejoice and be glad that this is the day the Lord has made, but this is God's day, God's time set aside for us to hear and to receive God's word. Remembering how this morning is like Easter Sunday morning when Christ rose and all life and all creation came new. We especially celebrate this day with new, not only new beginnings, but new life, given in the sacrament of holy baptism and all season and justice. And we celebrate, remember, the baptisms that we share, those of us who are baptized in God's name. Especially all of you who are guests and newcomers, welcome. Please note this as announcements go through the congregation, or even now as we're about to bid prayers. Please know we have claimed you within this community, if only for this morning, and you are welcome to share any events that are happening and prayer requests that are about to take place. And it is as pastor, Steve, it is my high privilege to invite you, with the very invitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, with these precious words, that with bread broken and wine poured, fruit and vine poured, and holy communion, Jesus says, this is for you. And as we hear in the gospel today, that Jesus welcomes all, Jesus turned no one away, and neither will we, all alone. So in our prayers this morning, we have those with our prayer lists that we pray for, especially with a dear heart for those in Bahamas. Are there other people that you should like to have included in prayer this day that John Paul is assisting us with and make known? Children are especially welcome in worship. Let the Holy Help us continue to be as much for you, please, no difference in this day down the stairs. Well, I invite you to worship with welcoming statement. And notice I'm saying welcoming. This is not a welcome statement. It is a welcoming statement. We in this community of faith continue to grow. It begins with scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Please join with me. We are Sign Evangelical Lutheran Church, committed to being a loving and welcoming community of faith in Jesus Christ. As a community of God, we welcome all. We rejoice in the manner in which diversity enriches, nurtures, and challenges the life of in Christ. We embrace the actions and attitudes within the church that assure access to word and sacrament, regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, socioeconomic and marital status, physical or mental capacities, age or race. We are a reconciling in Christ community. All are welcome. Will please stand singing You Are Mine, we will sing the refrain, 10% secrecy.
You will hear my voice, I claim you.
God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word of God, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Paul Stephen, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace, the incredible gifts of God, and the love of God, he desired to be baptized into Christ, and so say, I do. People of God, you promised to support Paul Stephen and to pray for him in his new life in Christ, if so say, we do. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Paul Stephen, to renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, if so say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
To renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God, so say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
To renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God, if so say, I renounce. As I ask you to profess your faith, you will hear the faith professed with all deeds, not only in Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, but as we'll hear even from the hosts of heaven. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven.
He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
you have made public profession of your faith. You intend to continue in the covenant, the promise that God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and to share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and in deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And so say, I do. And I ask God to help and guide me. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Jesus Christ, we give God thanks and grace.
Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks from the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things.
Blessed be God, now and
by the waters of the flood, you condemn the wicked and save those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from bondage to sin and death, and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and of rebirth. In obedience to his command, he made disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that Paul Stephen, who is baptized, may be given new life. Wash away the sin of all those who are cleansed by this water, and bring them forth as inheritors to your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul Stephen is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Paul Stephen with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and mind, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of your joy and your presence both now and forever. Paul Stephen, child of God, you have been marked with the cross of Christ, sealed with the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Like a birthday, a new day, remember your baptism not only every day, but remember grace and God's great gifts. Remember that the light now shines not only in Christ but now even through you. And as that light shines, as we hear from the evangelist John, the light shines and the darkness cannot overcome it. And this day, September 15, light again, remember your day. Invited to please stand. We welcome Paul Stephen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you in the body of Christ and in the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God. Baptism, we're connected to one another, not like little pebbles in a box of sand, but as Jesus says, like branches to a vine. And that's what we shall celebrate with this living water in Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Greet one another in God's presence. God, overflowing with compassion and mercy, you lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Conserve your people in your loving care that we may reject whatever is contrary to you and may follow all things that sustain our life in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
First lesson today is taken from Exodus, the 32nd chapter. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf, and have worshipped it, and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen these people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Children, could you please come and join me and sit this way behind the baptismal font? Paul. I am the sun, I am fire and light, I am the first one at the end of the night who heard of your naming day. God told me to whisper the news to my sister. A child will be baptized today. I am the cloud, high, white, and proud, or black and flashing, roaring out loud. So the day when the sun came by to whisper that you were to be baptized, to be washed in the fire of God, and to shine with the light of God, I laughed, oh child, I laughed. Have you ever done this? Laughed till I cried? Till the tears of rejoicing went down my eyes. Thunder, I thundered out loud, for the one who is loved today who will be baptized. I am the ocean coming, I am the rain coming down from heaven. Repeat after me. One drop.
One drop.
10 drops.
10 drops.
10,000,007.
10,000,007.
Down.
Dead.
Down. To the water, the ground, to make the good grain grow. But on the day when you were baptized, I rode the wind to the edges of the skies, and I cried to the sun, sun, shine on me, for the child below, so the child can see, a flaming, raining, rainbow came, and after the wind came, and after the sun told the clouds about you, and how the earth below was cracked and dying, trees with no leaves, the flowers dying, and seeds could do no good, so I poured the rain on the thirsty ground, which drank and drank the good seed down, the seed that makes your food. I am the seed that grows the wheat, I am the water that waters the seed, I am the water that came from God, from the love of the sun and his sister the cloud, the water that filled the skies, and I am the water of colors for we, the rain and the sun, the wind and me, made a bow at the edge of the skies, and I am the water wet under the ground to turn the whole world upside down. You ready for your line? And I am the water that flows in the river of life forever and ever. Yes, I am the water that came to your town to find you, child, and I found you on the day that you were baptized. Are you ready? I am the water that washed you in. You see the water? Your head, your heart, your soul, your sin. Clean of the devil, clean from sin. Repeat after me. The day you were baptized, your family was there. Were your friends there too? They sure were. And they heard the good baptizer say, repeat after me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit, three in one. Here it comes. I am the water that fell on you three times with the word that made you new, while everyone smiled and smiled. Could you gather with all of myself here? Come close. Put your fingers in. Here we come. Make it splash. Can you make it splash a little bit? Mind if the water is your life. Oh, is it okay if I told you, Rosie? Okay. Ready? Are they splashing?
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Pray with me. Oh God, giver of love, thank you for Paul. Thank you for new life that you give to us in this word and this water. Now, before you say amen, take your hand, your wet hand, put it on your forehead, and say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for coming forward.
Thank you.
St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
You may be seated. Wow, Paul, the words of Scripture, the Gospel comes alive. Rejoice! Rejoice! As you've shared with us, even in the invitations that you posted and sent for this day, the word was rejoice, and the word of rejoicing came with a surprise. I never thought it would be this way. I never thought I would be in church. I didn't know that it would happen this way. Surprise, Paul! God's like that cleaning woman who isn't giving up. Surprise! God keeps coming like that shepherd, and God's heart is ever searching, ever reaching out, ever embracing ways that we might be caught up in God's promises and God's love. And how this scripture has come alive with you, because the rejoicing isn't just rejoice, thanks be to God, as a prayer from Paul. The rejoicing has to be in community. And there are many here today. And I say to you, beloved of Paul, first of all, what you already know, that having a friend like this, that you are indeed blessed. But thanks be to God for you, for whether you are Lutheran, Roman Catholic, whether you're the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, whether there's no religion that you're following, you have been caught up in what God is doing in Paul's life, because you are the ones who have channeled grace and friendship and love. Thanks be to God for this rejoicing. Thanks be to God for this day. Thanks be to God for that new life that comes with that wet grace of water that never dries. You are in elevated company this day. Did you hear it? The presence of angels, of God, God's self. We often talk about being surrounded, as the writer of Hebrews says, being surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And inside of that cloud are those, not only that we can always touch, but we know that they're there. And Paul, remember it. In sharing your baptism, we remember our own baptisms. And we find ourselves in this elevated company, this great cloud of witnesses, and we begin to look back and give thanks to all those who are in that cloud, who encourage us, who empower us, who point us, who shape us to be caught up in what we call the very grace of God. So I don't stand here alone. In that great cloud, catch my parents' names, Norman and Norma Clems, on June 24th, 1951, held me in their arms, took me to the font. And it was Sunday school teachers. It was a grandmother who delighted in me with such delight that it came from the very heart of God, who says, "You are good." It came through, if you can imagine this,
being in seventh grade where you're not at home in your body, you're not at home with life, you're not alone with people, certainly not at home with what all this Jesus may mean. And growing up in the Lutheran church as I did, on a day when I was in seventh grade at a youth gathering, a pastor, Carl Lutze, stood at the pulpit, and before he said anything, he smiled. God, I'd never seen a Lutheran pastor smile. But it was inside of that smile that the next words he said, "You are saints." And I'm like, "What? You are saints." He later became my mentor. And as I began my ministry here decades ago, I said, "Pastor Carlton, just one word of advice, please." And he says, "Oh, Steve, love the people almost as much as you love the Lord himself. Love the people almost as much." This past week, I was called to write a biography. It's been my 40th reunion for seminary. Write a biography of yourself. Here's what I said. As I pointed out, you know, places you've served, and I go, Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, 1992 to present. And I said, my long tenure is a sign of the people and God of Zion, a sign of their abiding love, their patience, and their forgiveness. The great cloud of witnesses we can even see and touch even now. And Paul, even as Scripture came alive, it comes alive with us in these waters of baptism. Do we catch the joy? I don't think he could barely write it down without screaming it out loud himself in 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. And later on, Jesus says, "Friend, you're mine." Elevated company indeed. And today, angels, the very presence of heaven. And how can I say that? How can that be true? Well, it's a mystery, and the mystery begins with Jesus' own baptism. That in baptism, our life is caught up with his, in his dying, and with his rising, with his being immersed in all of our brokenness in the waters of baptism. According to Mark's gospel, what happens when Jesus was baptized is he came up, and catch this, he saw the heavens torn apart, ripped apart. Now, in other gospels, Matthew and Luke, the heavens opened. He saw the heavens open. But here they are ripped apart, ripped, torn. A door you can close. You can open it, close, open. Nothing happens to the door. What Jesus saw was that the heavens were ripped apart, and what was ripped apart, and what can never be sewn back together again, are the very words that came from the Lord God to Jesus and now to us in the baptized. You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased. Now, Mark, the gospel writer, was probably thinking of Isaiah, who at one time demanded, as sometimes we would demand in the face of evil and injustice and oppression, who would say, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens open and come and make your name known to your enemies and make the nations tremble at your presence." Now, I don't think anything trembled when the voice of the Lord came out to Jesus. There's any trembling, and you might even think, well, you would imagine that the voice of the Lord comes as in movies, you know, like this booming voice, or maybe at least sounding like Morgan Freeman, you know. Sometimes the voice comes in a whisper. Sometimes, like with the prophet Elijah, who is losing faith, it comes in that sheer silence. And it comes and it changes everything. Everything. You are my beloved. And it comes by grace. And it comes with Jesus, who didn't do anything. I mean, the Lord. Lord, the heavens didn't rip open and say, this is my blood, because he spends a great deal of quiet time with me in the morning and reads his Torah every morning, and boy, you ought to see him heal a leper. No, Jesus didn't do anything. And that's what grace is, coming from those heavens ripped open. That what happens is that God comes, claims us, calls us beloved, and that this God is for you. And I mean that literally, that this God is for you. Maybe I'll choke up now, but during the baptism, Paul, with the baptisms, here's what's going through my mind's eye. It's a song that the early church sang, and Paul quotes it in Romans chapter 8. This is grace, embrace it. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And God keeps going. We hear it in the parables. How God keeps searching. And following these parables is the one of the prodigal father, or the prodigal son, or the elder brother, as we hear. And that elder brother, though he heard the music and the dancing going on, he couldn't go back in. And still, in the parable, the father, representing the Lord God, is there staying with him, inviting him in. And even as Jesus, as we confess in the creed, in between his living and his dying and rising, he descended into hell. And for everything that is hell, God in Christ still stands there at all times, all places, saying, I'm here, and I'm ready, and I will search whatever depths there be, whatever depths, so that you remain in my love. It's a rejoicing that's a surprise. So now this one that we call our Lord, Paul. Thank you, thanks be to God, again, for the way that Scripture comes alive, because you have been a word for us, channeled from God. It strikes me, and I'm going to be, we speak the truth in love in this community of faith. Got a pastor who's been here a while. Got ways that we get caught up in our ways. Got ways that we don't look at the big picture, more attuned to maybe looking at ways that we get offended or things that aren't fair. And like the elder brother Paul, we lose sight of this rejoicing and this grace. Thank you, Paul, because you have been the one to remind us in community in this proclamation what it means to be caught up in this grace, to take part in the party. Oh no. You know, I have to say that as we go through the liturgy with this baptism, there's you know, the crossing from, you know, slavery in Egypt to the promised land, there's the water, there's the new life and the new birth. And I realize that really what's missing, I think, is the whole story of Lazarus. In fact, remember Lazarus, the one who Mary and Martha, his brother died. Jesus comes to the tomb after 3 days and says, Lazarus, are you catching this? Come out! Come out. And
little ones, at least in me. Surprise! Rejoice. Welcome. Thanks be to God for you. Thanks be to God for your life and practice. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Church. and the world. Protect and preserve habitats and biospheres, especially in places damaged by natural disaster or changes in environmental policy. Restore balance to deserts, oceans, polar regions, and temperate areas. Lord, in your mercy. Instruct the leaders of the nations and their peoples in ways of justice, mercy, and peace. Lead us away from the idols of power, war, self-centeredness, and fear. Lord, in your mercy. Show mercy to the lost, welcome to the outsiders, and comfort to those who suffer in body or spirit. We pray for all who need your healing and constant presence. Lord, in your mercy. Bless Paul with all the baptized, that we may grow in love, not only in word and in speech, but in deed and in truth. Strengthen our fellowship, empower our witness, nurture our faith, and shape us to be your joyful people. Lord, in your mercy. Strengthen those who work with people in crisis. Hear our prayers for those devastated by storm in the Bahamas. Hold those in mental and spiritual distress. Help us to share your compassion with all in any way. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy Lord, we ask for your protection for people on the move all over the world as they seek to reunite with family, to support themselves and their loved ones, to be free from persecution and terror. Be with those in refugee camps and in the detention centers of our nation. Shelter our homeless friends. Send your comforting presence and lead them to safety. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray for families and all in troubled relationships. May the Spirit's presence bring an awareness of your gracious presence, breathing hope for reconciliation and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray for those who suffer in body or spirit. Give relief to those in chronic pain. Give grace to all in hospice care. Sustain Elfie in her recovery. Bless Lindy and continue to give your healing strength to John, Terry, Cindy, Ron, and Bonnie. Be with Paul and Rowan in their life transition. Be with Earl and all who near the completion of their earthly baptismal journey. Hear our prayers for Bruce, Trent, and Faith, and those we name before you and for in the silence of our hearts. When they are afraid, give courage. When afflicted, give patience. When dejected, give hope. And when alone, surround them with the support of your people. Lord, in your mercy. With reverence and affection, we pray for the beloved sheep of your fold who have died and now find life in your eternal peace. Give us hope to live into the promise of that new day when every tear will be wiped away. Lord, in your mercy.
Remembering how we are held in your hands in holy baptism, we now pray that you remember those for whom we pray, commending into your hands through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our congregation may be seated for the receiving of gifts.
Thank you.
as you're able, please stand for offering.
Let us pray. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them, the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with the life that really is life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, this is for you. This is for God's beloved world. That our Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering our table prayer, which Jesus has taught, we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Some tax collectors, sinners, were coming to listen. People said he's eating with them. Find yourselves under there, or anyway, from tax collector to sinner, know that you are welcomed by Christ's own invitation. This is for you. All are welcome.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen us and keep us in God's great grace.
Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one whom we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
You're on a microphone. Do you have an announcement?
Why, yes, I have a microphone. Saturday, October 12th, is Oktoberfest at Zion in the Terrace Room downstairs. Everyone is welcome. There will be homebrew, there will be brats, and the proceeds will go to the Organ Fund this year. Are there other announcements? Okay, I have a second one. Training is available for anyone who would like to become an assisting minister, do this task. I know a lot of you are out there, you're thinking, I'd really like to get this much more involved with church, this much. And so this much is the difference between sitting back there and standing up here. Yes, Ms. Hanson.
Training is also available for people who would like to assist with altar care.
So would you like to make that announcement?
I just did.
Okay.
Altar care is up or what? What do you mean altar care?
If you live in a house and you do dishes, you can do altar care. You set the table for communion, you clean up after.
See, I told you, you know, you're in here, you're in community. This is Amy. Amy came last Sunday. She told me about something incredibly amazing. Might share.
So October 19th, Find Your Heart, we are doing one of the biggest outreaches the Salt Lake City has put together for substance use disorder and homelessness. So we will have every organization there from the Volunteers of America, University of Utah, Utah Harm Reduction Coalition, Utah Naloxone, and all of the treatments that are in school will be coming together. We will be feeding them. We are doing a clothing drive for all, winter clothing for the homeless. We just did one of these in March, and it was super successful. We will have Congressman Benedict Adams at this one to speak for this outreach. It will be from 1 to 4 on the 19th at Pioneer Park. All are welcome to come. If you have donations, you can contact me. I will leave my number, and we will come pick those up.
Well, no, we'll ask for something on this, but thank you. So we go from this table to another one. All are welcome, please, in the atrium to greet Paula and his incredible friends. And as you're able, please stand. From heaven above, never again to stay in heaven, but to be with us and to send us the blessing of Almighty God, keeping us in God's own peace and grace and life.